ultimately, culture is what leads to the adoption of major platforms, and music always leads culture. So if you think about for TV, it was MTV. Web 1, it was YouTube. Web 2, it was TikTok. Every single one of those was led with music. And I don't think that that is a coincidence. I think it is precisely because of what we're talking about, which is music is how we bond as humans. It's how we convey culture. It's how we feel emotions and convey emotions to each other beyond words. So it's an incredibly powerful human invention. And I absolutely believe that music is what will lead to the mass adoption of Web3 as well.
That's how success happens. From Entrepreneur Magazine, my name is Robert Tuckman. I self-funded, built up, and eventually sold 2 businesses to major players in the sports and entertainment industry. And I am fascinated by other entrepreneurial minds and what drives high-achieving people. So on this podcast, we're going to learn what they've learned and what it takes to really succeed. Today, Prerna Gupta is the founder and CEO of Mysterious. It's a social media platform developed in partnership with CAA, which curates short-form music video NFTs. The company is supported by high-profile celebrities, including LeBron James, Mariah Carey, and Steph Curry. Prerna is no stranger to launching media tech businesses. She previously co-founded successful mobile entertainment applications such as Hook, which grew to a reach of over 1 billion people. With Mysterious, she brings an innovative way to interact with audiovisual content through the rise of technologies like Web3 and blockchain. Also featured with Prerna is Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Ne-Yo. He is one of Mysterious's many celebrity investors. In addition to releasing 2 albums at the top of the Billboard 200 chart, Ne-Yo was a judge on NBC's World of Dance and currently stars on the TV series Step Up. On this episode of How Success Happens, I sat down with Prerna and Ne-Yo to discuss the power of connection through music and the future of Web3, blockchain, and NFTs. Of course, I had to start by asking Prerna and Ne-Yo how they met and how they connected on Mysterious.
So we met really just through a mutual friend. I have been building music technology apps for many years. I previously made mobile apps using machine learning technology to help people make music on their phones, apps like Smule Karaoke, I Am T-Pain, AutoRap, Songify, Magic Piano. And those apps have reached large audiences around the world. And Ne-Yo kind of got connected to us. Yeah, yeah. We have built apps reaching over 1 billion people, actually. Oh. So, the music apps. And then after that, I've been building a storytelling app too. So all of that combined has reached a very large audience. And Ne-Yo kind of heard about us by the by through a mutual friend, and we got connected. And Ne-Yo is an incredible talent and also just a really smart entrepreneurial person. So it's been really awesome to be able to collaborate with him and have him on board.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
well, it wasn't difficult to say yeah. It wasn't difficult at all. You know? I was more than familiar with a lot of the apps that she was responsible for. And I'm like, oh, okay, so this is someone I should probably meet then. Yeah. It just made perfect sense. Yeah.
That's a good idea, especially when they've all been successful and especially in the same kind of vein, I guess. I want to get into Mysterious, but once you've had that success, and now building out this app, it makes sense why you would get involved. And I know you have had an iconic, really, music career, and you know, from a variety of different ways, from writing, singing. But when you got involved with Prerna and Mysterious, as an entrepreneur, do you really focus on a lot of the things that you do know or are familiar with, or do you invest in other areas as well?
I mean, I think any smart investor is going to definitely pay attention to and make intelligent decisions in regard to investing in things that he knows about. But then at the same time, when you have the luxury of having people, at least at a phone call's reach, that know more than you do about a certain situation, you know, people that have been recommended by other people whose opinion you trust and respect, then yeah, I think it's it's not as doesn't feel like as big a risk to step out and try something new, try something that you don't know much about. You know, I'm not the most technically savvy person on the planet, but I know the power of music, and I know the what that does as far as connection to people. So you take music and you put it with technology, and it just kind of feels like the future. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no, I'm the only dummy that invests in things I have no idea about. That's why I just started betting on myself as an entrepreneur, because everything I touch doesn't work out. I should really follow your advice like a smart person. I mean,
you gotta kiss a frog or two before you find your prince.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Except part of it. I've been kissing about like 50 or 100 of them. Prana, so tell me, you've been successful. You've always, you know, it sounds like focused in this area. Was there always a love of music for you?
Yes, I've had a deep love of music my entire life. I am a singer, not nearly as talented as Neo, but you know, I've been singing my entire life, and I actually co-found all of my companies with my husband, Parag, who's also a musician. We met at Stanford almost 20 years ago, and we've been doing startups together ever since. And Parag actually got his PhD at Stanford at the intersection of computer science and music. Mm-hmm. And he was a professor at Georgia Tech in Atlanta teaching that subject. And so it was really through our shared love of music and through technology that he was developing in his lab that we got started building music technology apps.
That's great. So tell us about Mysterious.
Yes. So our vision for Mysterious is to rebuild social media on the blockchain. We want to create the next TikTok, but in the future of the internet, which is Web3. And our reason for doing that, we believe that there is a really big need to rethink how we socialize and interact online. So I don't know how familiar your listeners are with these terms. And so I might preface some of this. But when I say Web3, Web3 refers to blockchain technology, the future of the internet. Web2 refers to basically the decade that's come before us. And it's really the era of social media. And when social media apps first came about, they were incredibly empowering. They were democratizing the ability for anyone to speak and to share their thoughts and their art and their music with the world. It allowed us to connect with each other, with people we were not physically close to. It allowed us to connect with family all around the world, with friends from previous lives, et cetera. And it was amazing. But now that we are living almost all of our lives virtually and spending almost all of our time socializing virtually, I believe that Web2 social media is breaking down. And the biggest problem with how we socialize online currently is that we are wired as humans for in-person interactions. And we crave social signals from other humans. These signals, the sorts of signals we crave, are smiles and hugs, the sound of a person's voice, the smell of food they make for us, the sound of music that we make together. And now that we are socializing primarily online, we're seeking these signals, but what we're getting back in return are likes and loves, retweets, follows, frozen selfie pictures of each other that look very fake. And I believe that this mismatch between the signals we seek and the signals we get back are making us sick. And for me, blockchain offers us a new path, a new alternative. And I believe that blockchain is fundamentally of social innovation, and its greatest lasting impact will be in fixing how we socialize online. And that's what we're trying to do with Mysterious.
Yeah. And Neo, in terms of Mysterious, and aside from Prana being extremely impressive, what was it that you saw in what she was creating that really was like, you know what? I need to get involved in this.
Well, from an investor standpoint, somebody calling something TikTok on the blockchain is just attractive. That's just what that is. But aside from that, from a human standpoint, from an artist standpoint, I agree. Just the like-mindedness of, social media is a place where anybody can say anything about anybody and you know, be it the worst thing you ever heard or whatever, nothing happens. You know, you can do whatever it is you want. I'm sorry, my mother lives in a jungle and her animals are going nuts. That is one of her many. Yes, she has a lot of birds. Yeah, but there's a beauty in the hope that Mysterious creates of potentially creating a safe space where we can make meaningful art that celebrates the beauty of life as opposed to the negativity that we're literally spoon-fed every day, all day long. That's what kind of made me go, all right, yeah, this is something that I need to be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds incredible, especially when seen so much, as I mentioned, having teenage daughters, and TikTok and other apps, and just how awful so much of that social media can be. And I've also thought of the positive things, and it sounds like this can be and is one of them. And how did you come up with the idea, Raina?
Yeah, it really started about a year ago when NFTs started to take off, and art NFTs in particular started to take off. I have been dabbling in the crypto space for many years. I first purchased Bitcoin in 2011 and then subsequently lost it all when this exchange called Mt. Gox blew up. So, you know, it was like my first kind of boom and bust cycle with crypto, and had a very authentic experience with the whole thing. But at each stage, you know, I kind of licked my wounds and got back in and got into understanding a little bit more about the technology. And as Ethereum came up, it started to feel more interesting as a founder and as a developer, because suddenly there was this opportunity to actually build products and build apps. But it still wasn't clear to me. My husband and I kept talking and thinking, like, what can we do here? And all the energy was around finance and DeFi. And that's just not us. I mean, we're art people, we're entertainment people, that everything that we have done has always been at the intersection of technology and art. And so it really didn't click for us, I think, until this past year when NFTs started to take off. And that was sort of the light bulb moment. We dove in, we started purchasing NFTs. My husband made a few himself. I mentioned that he's a musician. And as we dove in, we started to see this really interesting behavior emerge in how people were interacting, how NFTs were facilitating a new and healthier type of interaction and organization online. And that was really the thing that inspired us to create Mysterious. And to give you a little bit more clarity around what exactly we are doing with Mysterious, you know, when I say rebuild TikTok on the blockchain, what do I mean? I believe that there's an opportunity for, like I said, I believe blockchain is fundamentally a social innovation. And if you think about, okay, what is blockchain? It's the public ledger. So the idea is you're communicating with other people things that are happening online. And I think blockchain and NFTs in particular allow us to fix a lot of the issues that have emerged through Web2 social media, in that they allow us to add constraints back into our social interactions. In the physical world, there are natural constraints with who you can interact with online. In Web2, there are no constraints at all. As Neo was saying, anyone can say anything. It's a one-to-many situation. You can have millions of followers, and it's too big. We're not designed for that kind of interaction. With NFTs, one of the most interesting behaviors that we have seen emerge is that when a person purchases an NFT, they join a community of the other people who have purchased that NFT, and they're starting to self-organize around that community. And so Mysterious is a new app that is bringing all of that, really this behavior that's starting to happen already out there, and bringing it together in one app where artists can create NFTs on our platform. They become part of a community of not just one artist, but other artists that are their peers. And anyone who purchases one of those NFTs becomes part of that community as well. And we are building specific features that encourage though that relatively small community, people within that community, to interact with each other in meaningful ways, that rather than one person just make a post and everyone else just give it a love or say, awesome, so cool, can we actually spark real conversation around art that is being shared that helps create a bond? And that's really what music has always been about. It's about bonding in a community.
Sorry, I didn't hear any of that, because when you told me you invested in crypto in 2011, now I know why Neo invested in your business.
I lost it all, though.
All right. You are way ahead of the game. And what do you find in terms of Mysterious, just some of the challenges that you're facing in behavioral challenges, or just even from a technology standpoint, what has that been?
Yeah, there are challenges coming at us in every direction, from every direction. And this is just what it's like when you're building early. I was building early in Web 1, building early in Web 2, and now again, building early in Web 3. And it is the most exciting time to build a product, but it's also the most challenging. So technical challenges, the infrastructures are just being put in place. And there are, there are a lot of issues when you're building on the blockchain. It can be extremely slow. There's congestion. It's really difficult to test. And the technology is changing so quickly and adapting so quickly. So when you build a product, by the time you launch it, it's already kind of out of date. And so there's this race to keep up. And at the same time, there's this, it's really difficult because it's difficult to build a product that lives up to modern standards. So many of the NFT products that came out around this time last year, you felt like you're back in the 90s. Like these websites were so slow and so buggy. It was crazy. But jumping in as a developer, I understand because it's really difficult. But at the same time, as a seasoned entrepreneur, I have certain standards, and I really want to create a good user experience. And so we are putting in that extra effort to try and create as good of a user experience as possible that is on par with what users have come to expect in Web 2. On the user behavior side, the biggest challenge is we've heard so much about crypto and about Web 3, and everyone knows about Bitcoin and Ethereum. But the reality is the number of people that are actually engaging currently that have active MetaMask wallets is still very small. And I'm a mass market person. I like to build apps for huge audiences. And so I'm thinking into the future, but the reality of building an app, and getting mass adoption, there's still a gap there. And that's the reality. But I think things move faster than ever now. And I do believe that, we're in a crypto winter. It's going to recover. And I think 2 years from now, we will start to see significant adoption.
Yeah, I'm sure. And that is a challenge just when you have this incredible idea. I know for so many entrepreneurs I interview who balanced it with being ahead of their time, way ahead of their time, a little bit ahead of their time, which is great. And then you kind of see that, explosion of the business, which I'm sure you will soon enough. And Neo, taking off, I guess, the entrepreneur hat and focusing yourself as an artist, what is it that you love so much about this, about Mysterious being an artist?
So the NFT space is still relatively new to me as well, but I have a lot of friends that are visual artists, a lot of painter friends, and they're the ones that actually introduced me to the space. Once it started becoming, something that they could really find some financial freedom with. But just the whole concept of Mysterious being an NFT platform, the ability to create NFTs like that naturally just takes my creative, my creative situation, my creative electricity goes. And that's just knowing that that's a possibility. And then on top of that, again, I always have to take it back to just the concept of the culture of social media and making big strides in changing that. You know what I mean? It's just a really, really kind of negative place. But at the same time, it's where everyone is. I'm raising kids in it. You know what I mean? And I want to be a part of something that is going to potentially change just the narrative of that for the better. That's primarily what it is for me.
Yeah. I mean, I love that. As I mentioned, having two teenage daughters who are literally glued to TikTok and Instagram and just no good. And, so many of them also have been just people I've known or kids like completely canceled, or just made it's so harsh for them. And I love that this potentially is a solution and a positive.
More from our guest, but first a word from our sponsors. Turning off work can mean turning on everything else in your life. Whether you're a busy parent, juggling your kids' activities, or trying to plan a wedding, work doesn't stop when you log off for the day. That's why Notion makes it easy to toggle between your work and personal to-dos. Notion is an all-in-one team collaboration tool that combines note-taking, document sharing, wikis, project management, and more into one space that's simple, powerful, and beautifully designed. Notion's customizable workplace can be tailored to realize any workplace OKRs or major life events. And if that wasn't enough, Notion also has a worldwide network of millions of users constantly creating templates, tutorials, and inspiration. It's a tool that's getting better all the time. And while Notion will make you more efficient and productive at work, what really sets Notion apart is that it seamlessly transitions from a workplace power tool into a game changer for your personal life. If you're dreaming, working, planning, or building, at work or at home, Notion is the collaboration tool that you need. You can get started for free at Notion.com. That's Notion.com to start today for free. That's Notion.com to take the first step toward organized, productive work and life today. And our next sponsor. Are you a small business owner? Did you know that Visa's online small business hub has tools, discounts, and resources to help you run your business? So whether you're a business beginner or an entrepreneurial expert, find the solutions, tools, and tips you need to help take your business to the next level. Plus, if you have a Visa business credit or debit card, you can get access to cardholder benefits like Visa Savings Edge, a savings program which can help you save on everyday business expenses like office essentials, travel, and more. When you enroll your Visa business card in Visa Savings Edge, you'll have access to valuable offers which can help turn qualifying business purchases made with your enrolled Visa business card into savings for your business. Learn more at visa.com/small business hub. Once again, that's visa.com/small business hub. Visa, a network working for everyone. And we're back.
Do you think that has been a calling card, Prana, for you that has gotten a lot of people involved because they are fed up with what's really happened with social media?
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. This has been the easiest pitch I've ever had to give in my career because it's just everyone agrees. I say this narrative and it's just immediately clicks for people because we're all feeling it. I think as adults, we're feeling it. And those of us that have, especially teen girls in our lives, you see it and you see how damaging it is. And another really interesting thing, you know, kind of inspiration for me has been what we have seen in our most recent app, which is Hooked. It's a storytelling app. It's fiction for teens and millennials designed to live, basically put storytelling into social feed. And so we have reached massive audiences with these stories on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube. And what we have seen from that data has shocked us. What we've seen is that people are craving more meaningful, nourishing experiences in their feeds. Their feeds are full of this clickbaity content, but when you put a story there, they will stop and they will read. And I'm not even talking movies. We've produced movies, but this is just literally fiction. They will sit there and read for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We've gone all the way up to 30 minutes, and we have seen hundreds of millions of people stop and read these stories. And so that to me is also a really strong signal that going back to this idea of a mismatch between what we are getting, what we are seeking in our social media feeds and what we are getting. And that's been the biggest inspiration for Mysterious. And I just wanted to say one more thing in terms of, you know, the partnership with Neo. And I'm so excited to have you involved, Neo. And it's really, really meaningful for me because, you know, as I mentioned, music is one of the most fundamental ways in which we bond as humans. And Neo, you are exceptional at making music that makes us feel very deeply and brings out emotions in us and helps bring us together. And so for me, there is no better art, no better music to start with. And so that's personally why I'm so excited to have him.
He's blowing kisses, but he might be asking you for more equity pretty soon.
What kind of entrepreneur would I be if I didn't?
That's for sure. But
I appreciate that genuinely.
And it is. And when you do think about music, you know, there's only a couple of things I think of. Music for sure, about bringing people together and love. And obviously there's sports, but then there's like different teams, right? So But with music, as you both have been involved with probably throughout your entire lives, as you said, it is that one, you know, thing I know that brings so many people together. And, you know, Prano, is that a big reason behind thinking this could be super scalable?
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you think about any major platform that came up, you know, the ultimately culture is what leads to the adoption of major platforms, and music always leads culture. So if you think about for TV, it was MTV. Web one, it was YouTube. Web two, it was TikTok. Every single one of those was led with music. And I don't think that that is a coincidence. I think it is precisely because of what we're talking about, which is music is how we bond as humans. It's how we convey culture. It's how we feel emotions, you know, and convey emotions to each other beyond words. So it's an incredibly powerful human invention. And I absolutely believe that music is what will lead to the mass adoption of Web3 as well.
Yeah. Obviously, as you had mentioned, crypto winter, it's been difficult. But, you know, why Web3? Even considering all of this at this time, have you ever thought of changing that?
It's a great question, because I'm coming from the world of Web2, and that's where all of my experience is. And at this stage in my career, to kind of dive into something new, you know, it's you have to slow down a little bit and learn new stuff and all of those things. But I am totally down the rabbit hole, you know, crypto winter or not. I've seen it now. I've experienced it myself. The change that's happening, and the better way of in doing everything online that Web3 is allowing for those of us that are starting to do it. So I'm fully in. I believe that it's going to fundamentally change the internet. I will say, though, it's important when you read the Web3 pundits online, there's this idea that, and I said it myself in a way just now, and I'm going to kind of contradict myself, but there's sort of this sense that the entire internet will be on the blockchain and everything is going to completely change. And I actually don't believe that. I believe that a lot of the great things that came out of Web2 will remain. So, for example, you know, I mentioned everything's so slow on the blockchain and things like that. And there's been so much innovation that's happened during the Web2 renaissance around just scalable server architecture and those sorts of things. And I don't see everything being completely torn down and redone on a blockchain. But I think it's really thinking about blockchain as another layer on top of the best of Web2 that allows us to live virtually much better lives and to live lives that are more similar, although they will never be the same, but more similar to how we live in person.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That's what it seems like you are building in. Is, I believe too, sometimes it's the best time when stuff looks down, when you're creating a business and almost keeping others at bay or away. Or so when things do change, which they will, you guys are up on top. And where do you see, or where do you hope to see the business? Let's say if you look out 2 years, and, you know, what's your vision?
Well, long-term, my goal is to build an app that is as big and as widely adopted as the biggest social media apps today. I doubt we'll be there in 2 years, but I do hope in 2 years that we'll be out of the crypto winter, that NFTs will have recovered, and that Mysterious will be one of the products that is helping onboard a larger group of people into the space. And so my hope is that we have product market fit, we have traction, strong retention, and let's say millions of people using our app at that point in time.
Yeah. You know, Neo, you have, I'm sure, a lot of opportunities in your life and that have come to you from what you have built on your own, created through music. And what was it? Was it the social media aspect of it? You mentioned kids, and that was really the biggest driver of you getting involved with Mysterious, or were there other things as well?
I have known the power of music since I was 9 years old. I was made privy to music's power, the ability for a song to change an idea, to change a belief system. Like I've seen it happen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I know that, you know, music and entertainment is just like any other power. If you use it the wrong way, you know, you can get results. But if you use it the right way, you could change lives. You could change the world. So aside from it being a video NFT platform and just the creative possibilities that live there, that was one thing. Like music is woven into my DNA. I couldn't not do it if I tried. But there are other elements of my creative mind that are just really attracted to the possibilities that live there, the things that I could potentially create there, while at the same time being a father and looking at the world getting worse before it's getting better. And then here comes Perna with something that could potentially be at the forefront of the evolution of this social media, you know, mishap. It just didn't make any sense for me not to be a part of this. You know, it just made perfect sense.
Yeah, no, I love it. You know, and prior to learning about the business and reading, now I really get it, especially when I think about my kids and kind of how bad, and people are starting to wake up, I think, in certain ways, social media has been as an influence on children, adults, you know, and coming through with something along these lines. And as you said, Neo, the power of music, there's nothing like it. That I know for me too, I'm not a musician, I just like to listen to it, but that changes my mind and my thoughts. It's only been music. And, you know, I want to ask you both, and maybe Prana, you could start. When was it that you fell in love with music or knew you wanted to be a musician?
It's as young as I can remember. I grew up singing. It was just so natural for me. Music was always playing in the house. I'm the child of immigrants from India. I grew up in a small town in Oklahoma, and it was this really kind of weird and interesting cultural mashup. My mom was always playing Bollywood cassettes in the house. My dad had been trained in a little bit of classical music, and he used to sing. And I would go to church with friends that were not, I was raised Hindu, but I was in the Bible Belt in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Yeah. Had a lot of Christian friends, and they invited me to church. And so I went to church and I learned church songs and sang there. It was this just really rich, you know, musical environment in this random, tiny, small town in Oklahoma. And I just loved it. Like, music is life for me. You know, the way I feel when I'm singing, the way I feel when I'm listening, it's just the deepest joy. And so I've always known that it would have some role in my life. There were many years where I thought in my teen years, you know, that I wanted to be a professional singer like Neo. But I think the nerd in me kind of took over, and I ended up going to Stanford and studying economics and computer science. But this was the perfect way, I think, for me to merge these interests and to have an impact and leave the singing to more talented people like Neo.
I don't know, Prana. With the drive that you have, I feel like if you just really put your mind towards being an artist, I might be in some trouble. I don't know.
Well, maybe at the annual conference for Mysterious, you can definitely work a plan for you to be the key act, right? Or maybe a combo with Neo, you know, performing.
I definitely see a collaboration coming. Yeah, outside of Mysterious, we might. Yeah, I see it coming.
And Neo, tell me, in terms of yourself, I know you had mentioned loving music. I think he had said since you were nine or probably earlier, but how did that love, how did you find that passion as well?
I too grew up in a very, very musical household. Pretty much everybody in my family did something in regard to music, be it playing an instrument, singing themselves, writing, you know, rap, whatever the case may be. Everybody did something. So I didn't really have a choice. You know, it was like it's like my third sibling is me, my sister, and music at all times. Every day, all day. We did a lot of our growing up in Nevada, Las Vegas. And my mom was you know, the picture of the blue collar mom, 6-7 jobs, whatever it took to make sure that we weren't in the worst parts of town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So every night she would come home with a different genre of music. And then my mom was my hero. Like I would stay up, wait for her to come home, and we'd sit and listen to, you know, initially it was, you know, the Temptations, the OJs, all of that stuff. But then it became the Beatles, Wayne Newton, the Rat Pack, Reba McEntire, you know, just all kinds of genres. And from there, I fell in love with melody as opposed to genre. Genre is the box that we put music in to help us. But melody and meaning is what music is. Melody, meaning, and feeling all coming together. And that's what music is. And it's what it saved my life. Saved my life. All of my greatest successes to my forever love affair with music.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I just figured why I never knew any music. I mean, I listen to music, but all I can hear is my dad who's passed away, like, shut that off, you know, turn that down. I didn't grow up in a house like you guys with that, which, you know, a lot of musicians I hear, like, they always had it around and music was part of their lives. And it's just so important. And I want to thank you both for first off coming on the show. Really thank you though for what you're doing, especially having children of my own with social media and really trying to change it as a positive force. Because I too truly believe that there is starting to be a tide and a wave of people who realize just what a mess and how bad this is for all humans. And you're doing something, both of you here, that hopefully will add to changing that entire feeling about social media.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That means so much. And we're just getting started, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, realize this vision.
Well, I need you guys to hurry up because my girls are getting older and, you know, but in any case, I have no doubt you will find success, and it's probably a great time. I always look at it when things are down, like you said, with Web3 and crypto, for when things turn, to be in a great position. So best of luck to both of you. If you do collaborate on some type of music or song, I would like a producer credit if possible.
don't call us. We'll call you.
I don't know if you want that. That could ruin the whole thing. But hey, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Robert.
Love, sir. Thank you for having me.
And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to How Success Happens wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Wednesday morning, and you don't want to miss it. And if you like to share, please feel free to pass along the show to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost, and I could always use the subscribers. And do you have ideas for guests? I always love to hear about great entrepreneurs. If you know anyone, shoot me an email at hsh@entrepreneur.com or on Twitter at Robert Tuchman, that's RobertTuchman, or even send me a message on LinkedIn. How Success Happens is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for insight on building your business, or even better yet, subscribe to our magazine. No joke, I found my first job after reading about a company in Entrepreneur Magazine back in the 1990s. It's always been my absolute favorite magazine for entrepreneurs. Thanks for listening and spending some time with me today. Until next time, my name is Robert Tuchman, just a fellow entrepreneur and your host. See you soon.